Okay, without further ado, I know the Rebbetzin doesn't need much of an introduction, so I'm not going to even try. But tremendous, tremendous Hakar Satov to the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Meisels, Baba Rebbetzin of Bat Yam for coming, really on such short notice. So we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, before I start, Chani called me. It's the desperation in her voice. I couldn't stay home. I mean, it was a short notice, but I told her that, and I'll quote Rebbetzin Zahava Bronstein, Alah Shalom. She always used to say, I'm speaking to myself, and I'm letting you listen. So the same thing is tonight. I'm speaking to myself, and I'm letting you listen. Tonight is a very, very important night, because it's Motzei Shabbos. That next Motzei Shabbos already is going to be Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we still have the gift of tshuva. We can always do tshuva, but there's certain times. It says in the Zohar, in Sefer Zohar, it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took all the months and he divided them between Yaakov and Esav. He gave Chodesh Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. He gave to Yaakov Avinu. Why? Nisan is the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sivan is the month of Kabbalah HaTorah. These are very, very important months. And then he gave Tammuz of an Elul to Yaakov Avinu. To Esav. And then again, Cheshvan Kislev Tevos back to Yaakov. It says that Yaakov Avinu heard that Esav got Tammuz of an Elul. So Tammuz, we can understand, it's the month of all, the beginning of Tzar for Klal Yisrael. It was the beginning of all the tzaros that came with Golos. Of, we don't have to talk about, it's Churban Bayis Rishon, it's Churban Bayis Sheni. We know the Inquisition started in Chodesh Av. The Holocaust started in the beginning of September, which was at the end of Av. All the tzaros. But he got Chodesh Elul. And it says that when Yaakov Avinu heard that Esav got Chodesh Elul, it says, Hu lakach etze bekoach. He took the month of Chodesh Elul from Esav bekoach. Now we're not talking about koach of war, because warfare belongs to Esav. Kecheref bepios bayadam. Klal Yisrael has the koach in their mouth. How did Yaakov take it from Esav? With the koach of peh, with davening. Yaakov davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem, I need Chodesh Elul. Now, why did Yaakov Avinu need Chodesh Elul? He was getting Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. He was getting the month of Tishrei that has all the Yom Tovim. He got the month of Nisan with Yetzias Mitzrayim, with Pesach. He got the month of Sivan with Kabbalah Satorah. But he said a very, very smart thing, Yaakov Avinu. He says, I can't fall into Tishrei. I can't fall into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur without a Chodesh Elul. I have to have Elul, which is a month of Hachana, a month of preparation. If Yaakov Avinu needed the month of Elul for Tishrei, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, kal v'chomer we, Masa Avos Siman Labanim. So if he needed it, we can't fall into a Tishrei. We can't come in another 10 days it is. We'll be standing there on Tuesday morning, Rosh Hashanah. We'll be davening. We're asking Hashem for so many things. But did we have Hachana? Did we do Chodesh Elul? There are another 10 days of we can have the gift of tshuva. Chodesh Elul is the matana that Yaakov Avinu said, we need. We need Chodesh Elul as a preparation to the great days that are coming, the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now we all know, the only month that our tzaddikim, our gedolim, gave us like a siman of the Roshei Tevos, is Chodesh Elul. We all learned in school, Elul ani ledodi vedodi li, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. We all learned Umal Hashem is Levav Chaves Levav Zarach is also Elul. So there's a Sefer Shari HaMelech. Shari HaMelech was one of the big Mekubalim, and he says like this. He describes when Yaakov meets Esav and Parshas Vayishlach. They're meeting together. They haven't seen each other for years. And Esav tells Yaakov, come. Come with me. What does he say? He says, Nisa v'necha v'yachad. Let's go together. Come have my way of life. Let's eat and drink and be merry and do more business. Like you say, let's have a good life. In Hebrew you say, Bo naseh chayim. What does Yaakov answer? Yaakov says, no. This is not my way of life. What does he say? And I'm going to quote, he says, V'ani esnahala le'iti le'regel ha'malacha. Rosh Tevos of V'ani is the Vav. Ani, Aleph, le'iti le'regel is Elul. He says, no, I'm going to go slowly. I'm going to go with the Cheshbon HaNefesh. My way of life is slow. Stop and think. Chodesh Elo. I need a Chodesh El to stop, to contemplate, to prepare myself for the great days that are coming for Rosh Hashanah. What does it say? We're going to be saying tonight. Some people say tonight at 12. Some people say tomorrow morning at 5 in the morning, Slichos. What does it say? Nachbisa darkenu v'nachkora. I'm going to check my ways and I'll do introspection. It doesn't say nachbisa avonosenu, I'm going to do introspection on my averos. It says nachbisa drachenu. I'm going to check how do I act. What do my mitzvos look like? Not what do my averos look like. Does not say nach b'savo nosenu. You're going to see it tonight in the first day of Slichos that we say it says nach b'sadrachenu. I'm going to check my actions. I'm going to check my mitzvos. What do my mitzvos look like? How? What does my hadlakas neros look like? Do I come screaming in, coming out of the shower still, wrapping the towel, hurrying and putting on a thing, and going to do hadlaka scenarios. And you're telling your husband, don't forget the water, and telling baby, don't forget, and you're yelling. Once heard Rebetzin Zahava Bronstein say such a beautiful thing. She says, there are women that come screaming out of the shower into hadlaka scenarios. Nach besadrachenu, the way we're doing our mitzvahs. What does our Shabbos look like? It was like, I don't know about here in Beit Shemesh, it was so hot in Bat Yam today. And I saw a lady that she's very meticulously dressed. She was hot. And she was dressed Shabbos afternoon. She went out with the children. Like she looked like she was going to sleep, not that she was going out. So she says, Chamli, how do we do our Shabbos? How are we mechabed our Shabbos? How do we do every one of our mitzvos? That's why it says, there was once Rabbi Shalom Shavdron, he said he heard two Yushalmi Yidden talking. And it was this part of the year. And one said to the other, I'm so afraid. Rosh Hashanah is coming. Yom Kippur is coming. I have so many averos. What's going to be? The second Yushalmi was a very smart man. He says, not afraid. Hashem is a good Abba Tov, Avarachaman. I'll do tshuva, he'll forgive me. But oi, what do my mitzvos look like? What do my mitzvos look like? So that is now, Yaakov Avinu says, I need hachana v'chodesh tishrei. I need the Elul to not only do tshuva on my averos, I have to do tshuva on my mitzvos. Because what do my mitzvos look like? And this thought was so, when I was preparing, it gave me such a deep thought that, what do my mitzvos look like? And he says, V'ani esna le'iti, he says, how am I, l'regel ha'malacha, v'l'regel it says, ha'yiladim. The whole rayon is stop and think, does my chinuch of my children look? I have to stop and think, what's the chinuch of my children? Do I do the chinuch because of things that I want, or is it really litovasan for their good? And we all know the way I act, that's going to be the biggest chinuch of the children. What I am machshiv, the children are going to see. Yaakov Avinu tells us, Chodesh Elo, do tosefes de kedusha. Do something, a tosefes of something kedusha. It could be a simple thing as saying another perek of Tehillim in the morning. It could be the first Asher Yetzer you say in the morning should be with Kavana. Women, I took this. That the first Asher Yetzer that I say in the morning should be with extra Kavana. I could tell you it changed the way I say Asher Yetzer throughout the whole day, because that first time it could be 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm going back to sleep. It could be 7 in the morning. But I stand and I said it with such Kavana, it changed my life after I heard a speaker who said this. I heard someone, it was one of my nieces, she teaches. And she said that at the beginning of the year, there was something wrong in her throat. And she went to the doctor. She was already scared. Who knows what she has there? It was nothing, but for about 2 weeks, she really couldn't teach. And she says, you know what? I'm going to take something small, small. It was Chodesh El, something having to do with the throat. And she told me what I took upon myself is I'll never, never, never bench or say Al HaMechia without a bencher or without a, one of those little brechas Al HaMechias. And she says, you know, it's very hard. She says, you wouldn't even believe how hard it is. I said, what's so hard? Because she goes, I'm in the country and we're going to the pool and you're drinking coffee and they say, come on, run, run, and you can't find the sitter. But she said, I took upon myself. She says, it must have been about 3 years ago. It's a small thing. Maybe davening as much as you daven, but to daven with slowly with kavana. I heard someone say, one of the tzaddikim said, daven less, but daven with kavana. Now the Ari HaKadosh says, in Parshas Vayeshev, it says that Yosef HaTzadik comes back, it says, he comes back to the house of Potiphar. What does he say? Vayavel Yosef HaBaisa. Yosef comes home. Lasos HaMelacha. So the Ari HaKadosh says, we know that he was the head of Beit Potiphar. He didn't do any malacha. He didn't do any physical work. So what was this malacha he was doing? So it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, he asks, Ma malachto shel barnash be'olam hazeh? What malach is a person supposed to have in this world? And he answers, Torah u'mitzvos. Lasos ritzonu shel ribono shel olam be'olam hazeh. Our job in this world is, what's our malacha? Torah u'mitzvos. Yaakov Avinu, at Oskipot, like say, Yaakov Avinu begged and he got the gift of Chodesh Elul. The gift of tshuva. So I want to go into what is the gift of tshuva. What do we have another 10 days that Hashem gave us such a gift? And what is this gift? So the answer is, first of all, tshuva has a mala that, for example, it's chas v'shalom, I'll strike a match on Shabbos. By mistake, you strike the match and you know it has a red head. As soon as you strike that match, it turns black. Whatever I'll do, I'll have charat and I'll feel bad and I'll do tshuva. The tshuva is miskabel, but that red, the black match won't turn back to red. I said something to somebody. I heard him. I have charat and I'm kabbalah la'asid. But that word was said. I can't take it back. I said it. I know a lady in Manhattan. She's very, very wealthy. She has some kind of a crystal vase that's very, very, very expensive, and it's such a sought-after object that the museums who want to buy this, who offered her millions of dollars, she's not selling it. Somebody went to her house collecting, two men went collecting, and she was showing them her beautiful, her house is a museum, I was once there. And this very special vase is on a pedestal. It's mamish, you just, it's like I said, it's like hadlakat nerot Chanukah, ve'en lanu rishut ela lerosam bavad. You just look at it, you don't use it. She had her back turned, and these two young men were looking around, and she has crash. Now, she must be a very special lady, because She didn't even turn around. They almost passed out. It wasn't that fast. Something else fell. But she says, it's okay, it's okay. And she turns around, it wasn't that. But let's say it was another crystal thing that was also expensive. If she would bring in the best services of the museum, people who know how to fix, and they put together this crystal bowl, there'll still be, if you look closely, there'll still be that fine crack. You might have to take a magnifying glass, but there's a crack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Im yuchateichem kashanim, if you sullied your neshama with averos, and you're like you say, your chatam are red, and you do tshuva, kashel gelbino. Your averus are going to become white. Your neshama will become white. It will be the gift of tshuva so great that it's as if it never existed. That red, that black match will turn red again. That crystal vase won't even have a crack. The word you said will be undone. It's like someone on the computer does delete. And you know what delete is. Gone. That's how great the gift of tshuva is. I did such a terrible thing. My soul is stained with averos. It's going to be white. We just have to use the present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. After a person did tshuva, it's as if he didn't do that avera. Our tzaddikim knew the koach of tshuva. They did tshuva the entire year. But we keep saying, I'll be good, I'll be good, I'll be good. But now it's Chodesh Elul. Hashem is coming down. It says we could do tshuva all the year, but it says, Dershu Hashem bihi matzo. Look for Hashem while he's here. Dershu, look for him, seek for him. He's here now. It says in the Gemara, in all Svarim HaKadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on his Kisei HaKavod, and he steps off the Kisei HaKavod, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he goes down to the seventh Rakia. And from the seventh, he goes down to the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, the first, till he comes here. Between each rakia to another rakia is a mahalach. If a person would do it, it would take him 500 years to dock it. So it's 500 times 8, because you have to count. Hashem goes off the Kisei HaKavod, steps down to the seventh rakia, then 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it would take 4,000 years to get to the place where Hashem is. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right, he's right here. He comes down, especially right here. So he's waiting. Pischuli. Just open that door and I'm here. I once called my sister. It was in the winter time, and I hear a noise in the background. I ask her, what's the yantif? Why are the children home? She says, President's Day. President's Day? I said, when I went to school, we had off. Lincoln's birthday was February 16th, and February 22nd was Washington's birthday. What's this president? What's this? He says, oh, the guy decided they'll do President's Day. It's the end of the week. It's the last Thursday. In February, they have Thursday. Then Friday, they're off. Saturday, Sunday, they make a long week. Why? Because by going to have, there's no such a thing as the yantif has a mamashus kite. Every single yantif that we have is connected to that first yantif that happened then, thousands of years ago. What happened in Chodesh Elul? Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, and he was begging and pleading and pleading and davening for us. And what did Hashem say at the end? Salachti kidvarecha. Hashem says, I forgive you. So Hashem energizes the entire world now in Chodesh Elul with that koch of tshuva, because we can always do tshuva. We can always learn Torah, but we know that what? On Shavuos, you have that koch of Torah. We can always do tshuva, but Hashem is here and he's waiting. So what's so great about Chodesh Elul that it's at the end of the year? So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger brings us a beautiful insight. And he says like this. We know that every single night is a time of tshuva. Cheshbon HaNefesh. Erev Shabbos, it's at the end of the week, is also a time of tshuva. Erev Rosh Chodesh, whoever lives here in Eretz Yisrael knows Erev Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because you can go to Miron Sassetveri and there's always going to the coastal. And then there's the end of the year, now Elul. Why is it at the end of every day, month, week? What is it? Rabbi Shlomo Klug explains to us, time is a creation. Hashem created Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Hashem sends down Sunday, and this 24-hour period, I have a connection with this Sunday. But at the end of Sunday, Sunday night, this day goes up, and it never comes back again. And I have no connection. Kol zman, the Sunday is here, I can do, and I create, I could do mitzvahs, I could do averis, I could do anything. When that Sunday goes up, it's finished, a new day comes down Monday. That's why at the end of that day, I still have a kesher with that Sunday. Like now it's Shabbos. I did all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and it was so good. It's Motzei Shabbos. I still have a connection with this day. But tonight at 12 o'clock when it's going to go up, it's when it goes up. I have no connection anymore. And a new day comes down. That's why every single night is a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh, because I'm connected to that creation of time of Sunday. At the end of the week, I could do tshuva, what I did a whole week, if I did anything wrong before this week goes up and I don't have any connection anymore. And then the same thing is at the end of the month. Every month, at the end of the month, whatever I did with that month, it's going up. Chodesh Teves of Tavshin Ayin Beis was, it'll never come back again. Chodesh Nisan Iyar Sivan, now it's the end of the year. Tavshin Ayin Beis is going up. It'll never come down again. Women, the connection that I have with this year, I could still do tshuva. On everything, I forgot what I did 7 months and 3 days ago. But Hashem's still giving you the chance. You can do tshuva. This month I could do before the new year is ushered in. At the end of the year, Hashem gives me the gift of tshuva. And sometimes I don't even know what I did. But if I say, Hashem, I'm trying to be good, please give it to me. What does Hashem do? He deletes as if you never did an Aveira. But what? We have to do it. We have the koach of tshuva. We have the koach that we can do. Because tshuva means to change. If I'm the same way I was last year, I didn't do tshuva. I didn't grow. Tshuva means to grow. And ladies, you don't have to leaps and bounds. One tiny step, and I did it. I just changed my direction, and I already did tshuva. If I want to go, I was here at the corner, Nachal Rifaim, and if I go left, and I'm usually going right, I already changed. All I did was change direction. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He says, just show me that you're going. Show me, and that's what I'm going to do. The Dubna Bagid brings us a beautiful thing. He says in Mishle, it says, Atzel, lazy person, Ad Masai Tishkav, till when are you going to lie and sleep? Matai Takum Mishnatecha, when are you going to wake up from your slumber? Vahadeles, and the door, Tisov Al Tzireha, and the door will revolve on its hinges. The question is asked, what does lazy person get up and do tshuva have to do with a door? And the Dubna Mavagit explains a beautiful thought. He says the biggest door, the massive door, the most greatest, heavy, massive door, if it's not going to have hinges on the top and hinges on the bottom, it's not going to work. I don't know if you ever had it. I once had it, I think it was in a bungalow, that the top hinges of the door were broken. I couldn't open the door. I was afraid the door was going to fall. It didn't work. Now, if you're missing the hinges on the bottom, the door won't either work. In order for a door to work, it has to have hinges on the top and hinges on the bottom. And then the door will swing open and it'll swing closed. So this is what the Dubna Magid says. What's the connection of Atzel, wake up from Yishnasecha, when are you going to do tshuva? With the hinges of the door. He says, every single day has a morning and a night. I can't say I'll do tshuva only in the morning. I'll be good. I'll be so good in the morning. And the rest of the day, you know, I did my tshuva in the morning. I'll do everything the rest. Or I can't say I'll be bad a whole day. Oh, and at night I'll do tshuva. Hashem, I'll do tshuva at night. You have to have tshuva in the morning throughout the day and at night. You have to own Machus Shamayim. The day has to be entire in tshuva, and then the door of tshuva, the gates swing open. Because I can't say, okay, I'll be bad a whole day, and then at night I'll make a cheshbon nefesh. Hashem, I'm sorry, I did this, I did this. Or some people wake up in the morning, they're so good, and then the rest of the day goes bad. You can always do tshuva again at night. Tshuva is, in order to be called a day, it has to be from the morning throughout the night. A door that is a good door, that's a working door, is on top and on the bottom. And the same is with the year. The beginning of the year, we're all so good. Rosh Hashanah, everybody's so good. We stand and we daven and we're going to be good. But what does the end of our year look like? What does our Chodesh Elul look like? In order for the beginning of this new year to be good, we have to close the door with a working door. That's what he says, Lech amatay takum mishnasech. When are you going to wake up from your slumber? It has to be at the end. And that's why many people had extra zehiros, extra careful in the morning, and they were extra careful at night. Many tzaddikim did tshuva right at night. I have to tell you a story about my father, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when he became a great-great-great-great-grandfather. I don't know why the baby's father and the baby's grandfather were so excited. They didn't call my father, so my brother came running into my father, and he was sitting and learning, and he says, Tati, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. What a schus, you became a great-great-grandfather. And he told us, he says, you know what Tati did? He told my brother, you see, Bensayan? He took his beard, he says, I have a white beard. I'm already a great-great-grandfather, and I still didn't do tshuva. And then afterwards he just said, so what was born? What was it, a girl or a boy? Because tzaddikim knew. He got to the age of a great-great-grandfather, but what? Did I do tshuva? We're now given a chance. The gates of Shemayim are open. Hashem is waiting. Hashem is giving us such a great... One of my nephews, his sister was getting married, and I guess he wasn't so great on the computer, and he pressed delete. The wedding list went... off. We do tshuva, Hashem presses delete. Off. Could you imagine having a clean slate, but not a slate that was written on erased and written on erased. It's completely white. A clear screen. We just have to do. Kumish nasech. So this month is really very fundamental. In Masechtas Megillah, it says, they asked a few Tanaim. Shalu etz Tanaim. Bameh harechta yamim. What did you have a schus to have a riches yamim? And I only have four answers. There are about 30 answers. There are only four. What did the Tanaim answer? One Tanai said, Mi amai lo histakalti bidmus adam rasha. I never looked, ever looked at the face of a rasha. They asked the second Tana, "B'maharech yamim, what did you do to deserve ariches yamim?" What did he answer? "Mi amai lo birachti lifnei kohen." What does that mean? There was he was sitting at a table. And you know, the men, after they have a minyan, they bench mizuman. So you say they're mechabit this person to bench, and he says, "If there was a kohen sitting at the table, I never took benching." I said, "There's a kohen, let him have it." They asked another Tana, "What did you do to deserve ariches yamim?" He says, "Mi amai, I never lo tzaadati nipnei gadol mimenu. I never walked in front of someone who was greater than me." That means that he was walking and he saw the rav coming. He stepped aside. He let the rav go ahead of him, or an older person. Another person, Tana, they asked, "What did you do?" He goes, "Mi amai vatran b'momon hayisi. I was always mevata when it came to dealings of money. If like my friend owed me, we were doing a cheshbon, it was a 5 cent different, it was a dollar different. I was mevata. I didn't say, ani lo mevater. No, that didn't work. I was mevata. The question is, what are we supposed to learn from this Gemara? Are we supposed to learn that when I see a greater person going in front of me, I'll step aside? Does it mean that when we're at a table, it's not for us women that they bench, there's a coin at our own bench? What are we supposed to learn? And the answer is, did you notice in all the answers, there was one word the same? Mi am I? They all said, Mi am I? Now we're talking about Tanaim, the greatest. They did all the mitzvot, behidor, hidor. But they all took one thing, and that they worked on. Mi am I never. They took one point of a thing, one Kabbalah, they said, on this I'm going to work. They had nisyon, yosin, challenges, but they worked on it. They did that one thing, and they followed through. Mi am I? They said, I never did it. They took upon it. When we're taking Kabbalah in this year, women, let's take a small thing. But we should be able to say, Mi am I. You pick whatever you want. But you should be able to say, Mi am I. It could be such a small Kabbalah. But it has to be through, thorough. Because what does it say? Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, Pischuli pischo. Hashem says, when you're doing tshuva, open up and start with the small as the eye of a needle. The eye of a needle is tiny, but it's through and through. I can take a thread, put it in through the hole, and it'll come out the other side. The eye of a needle is tiny. But it's me and my. I do it thoroughly through and through. And then what does Hashem say? I'll open you up the greatest hall, the greatest, like the greatest ballroom, the vast of the greatest ballroom. Just start, but take something and do it thorough. I'm going to tell you a story. When I had a little boy, David Alav HaShalom, he got sick when he was 5 years old. We battled leukemia. We thought we won it. He was a year free, and then he came back. We went traveling to New York to all the biggest doctors there. And I remember one day we came back. No Yiddish mother should ever go there. We were a memorial. I came back, and I sat down with my father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I said, Tati, I'm ready to do whatever you tell me. He should just get healthy. Whatever you tell me, I'm ready to do any Kabbalah you'll tell me to do. I was ready to do anything that he would tell me. And I'm telling you anything, I mean anything. And I was sitting and sobbing, Tati, whatever you tell me. He says, no. And he says, I want to tell you a story. It was 1943. My father's Chana Racha was in a bunker in the city of Bachnia, that's in Poland. They were in a bunker where it was so bad, there wasn't even oxygen. They wanted a light match, and there was no oxygen. There were 40 people. And they had made up between themselves, because there were children there as well, that every so often, one of them would go out through a secret hiding place, would scrounge around for food, and would bring back food for the people there. And they had a certain way of knocking to let them know that it was one of the bunker. It was like a 1, 2, 3, stop, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And he said, Reb Chaim Katz had gone out. 4 days passed, and he wasn't back. They heard activity upstairs. They heard the Nazis walking around upstairs. I can't describe to you how he's telling me fear of death. Even worse than death, because death, you die, but this was the fear of being tortured. They were afraid maybe Chaim Katz was caught. And under torture, he revealed where this bunker is because they heard more Nazis coming. He says, Sarah, the pachad was tangible. And it was on Shabbos. And they were frightened to death. And they heard more. And they heard the boots, the marching. They heard the cursing in German. And Matzah Shabbos came. And they said, Baba Vareba, do something. Do something. Father looked at me. He said, I didn't say, I'm going to fast my entire life. I didn't just take upon my things that would be so big, impossible, I'll never be able to do. He said, it's Motzei Shabbos now. His father, the Kedushas Tzion, he ate Lav Malka, but in his house, he says, it's Motzei Shabbos. If we get through this Gehenim, Hashem, I'm taking a ball upon myself. I'll do Malava Malka, the Farhesi, I'll do a big Malava Malka. People should come. It'll be like a tish. I'll tell stories of Ashkacha Pratis. I'll tell stories of Chazdei Hashem. And Chazdei Hashem, they were saved. But he says, I took something small, something I knew. And he says, Sarah, don't say, you're never going to talk Lashon Hara. You're going to say, Davin, every day, I don't know what, for hours and hours. Take something small. Dearest women, I took something so small, no one but Hashem knows, not even my husband. Something that I have to do every day. And many times it's difficult because I remember I was traveling to speak in Australia. And I didn't even remember what we traveled. I traveled from Israel to Japan. It was 11 hours. I was in Japan 5 hours and then again 9 hours. And I remember not knowing what day it was. Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? Do I do it? Do I don't do it? But it's 25 years now. But because it was small, and from that something small, I was able to do something greater. Because what did they say? Pischuli, what does Hashem say? Pischo ki pesach shel machat. The eye of a needle. But make it thorough. Make sure it's something that you could do, and you could do it always. You should be able to say, Mi amai. Mi amai, I always did this. And when you take a small Kabbalah, a Kabbalah in Kiddusha, from the koch of Kabbalah, it grows and grows and grows. And that's why tonight we're going to say, Nach b'sa drachenu. We're doing introspection on our ways, not on aveiros. Because a person does an aveira and it's only, we're human. To err is human. But what? How do our mitzvahs look? How do the things that we take for Kedusha, what do they look like? We have to remember something small. And when you take something small, it grows. Because it says, I once heard, there's a beautiful Hasidic saying, it says, the virtue of angels is that they can't deteriorate. Their flaw is that they can't improve. But humanity's flaw is that we can deteriorate. But our virtue is that we can improve. We can improve. We have the gift of tshuva. Hashgacha Pratis, this afternoon, I was reading Rabbi Fran's book, Listen to Your Messages. And as I'm reading, I see something. I said, oh, this is just like what I'm talking about. It says that, how do we seize the moments? How do we capitalize on those moments that we can set our own destiny? And he says it was the year 5751, and it was the year before the Scud, the war broke out. A Rav Dunner of England, he asked Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, what should we tell the people in America, in Europe, in England? What should we tell them about? They want to do tshuva. They want to do tshuva. Klal Yisrael is in Sakan. It was the people in Eretz Yisrael. They want to do something. What should we tell them? Tell them, said Rav Shach, to make small but meaningful pledges for limited periods. He even told them, tell them just from now until Pesach. For instance, they should not pledge not to speak Lashon Hara ever again for the rest of their lives. Let them undertake not to speak Lashon Hara from now until Pesach, one step at a time. Let it be small, but defined and limited. But do something. Women, do something. It could be small. But do something. And then Rav Shach paused for a moment and he says, I'll tell you a secret. Do you know what I took upon myself this past Yom Kippur? I took upon myself to say, Birchas HaMazon from a Siddur. Talking about Rav Shach. Talking about the Baba Vareba. We're talking about our tzaddikim. They knew. To do one thing, a small thing. Because what does it say? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with but one small step. We have the gift of tshuva. We have another 10 days left. We have to take something small, but very powerful. And what? It's our gift, as I said. It says in the Gemara, Shalul Chachma. They asked Chachma, Chotei Mahu Onsho, someone who does an Aveira, what should be his punishment? So what did Chachma answer? Amra lehem, tirdof ra'ah, someone who did something bad, ra'ah, badness should run after them. Shalu Nevua. They asked Nevua. Al Adam Achoteh, person who does an Averot, what should be done with him? What should be his punishment? Nevua answered, Hanefesh Achoteh Hitamos. A person who does Averot should die. Death. Capital punishment. Shalu L'Torah. They asked the Torah, Nefesh Achoteh, someone who did an Averot, what should he do? He answered, Yavi Asham, he should bring a korban. V'yischaper. Shalu L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. They asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hanefesh Achoteh, somebody did an Averot, what should he done? And he answered, Ya'asu Tshuva, V'yischaper Lo. They should do Tshuva, and they'll have a kapara. Tshuva is not an ol. Tshuva is a present. It's not, oy, I have to do tshuva. Baruch Hashem, I can do tshuva. Baruch Hashem, I have the gift of tshuva that I'm going to do tshuva. And again, I said it could be something small. But it opens the vast doors. Something to do all the time. And I don't have to think, well, I didn't get what I wanted, so Hashem, I'm not going to do tshuva. Because I remember when my husband, after David died, and was very heartbroken, I said, so maybe I shouldn't do my Kabbalah anymore? Some husband says, well, maybe you don't want to light the candles anymore? If we take something small, it's L'tova Seinu. Not only for this coming year, but for always, because we show Hashem, Mi Amai. We're talking about the greatest Tanaim in the Gemara. They kept everything. I'm talking about a Tanaim. But they picked one thing that they started small, and they went through it. Always. They went through it. We should be happy that we have it. One of the Rebbe Elimelech, his brother was called the Rebbe Reb Zusha. So he says, he gave us, with the word tshuva, he gave us, he takes this tough shin, vav, veis, hey, and he gives us, he says, in the olden days, the people were on a very high level. When they did tshuva, the tough stood for ta'anis, they would fast. Vav stood visak, they would put on the sackcloths. The afars, they would put on earth on their heads, like mamish, like by Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The beis was bechios, they would sit and cry, oy, I did an aveira. And the hay was hesped, they would utilize. They were mamish, that's how in the olden days, thousands of years ago, people did tshuva. He says, today's generation, we're not on that level. So he gives the same word tshuva, and he gives us five psukim that'll help us do tshuva. And he says the first one is tough, is tamim tiyeh em Hashem Elokecha. Tamimim emuna pshuta. To do everything, not to ask. I remember one of my teachers told us years ago, it was emuna pshuta. A person didn't do anything because he knows this is what was taught. Nowadays, teachers tell me, and I see it from my students, Mora, where does it say? Where is it written? Or in Hebrew, they'll say, Eifo ze katov. There are things that lo katov. There are things that are not black or white. They're gray. Because when Rus and Naomi were coming back, it says they were coming back from Moab. And Naomi turns to Rus and tells her, go back. Go back. You come from a palace. You're a princess. Go back. And she says, no. Three times she tells her, go back. It says they were so poor that they felt they didn't even have money for shoes. They felt every pebble on the way. The third time she says, go back. She doesn't tell her, go back because we have 613 mitzvos. It's so hard to be a yid. No. She says, go back. She aimed our country, Benos Yisrael. Laleches abate kirkos abate tisos. There's certain things that women don't do because sepasnesh. It's not aimed our control benos Yisrael. It's not black and white. It's a gray area because a princess doesn't act that way. I was once traveling. I travel a lot, and I saw on the plane. I said only a guy could eat that way. Only, I mean, without washing. And I was once also in a luncheonette. And two workers came in. They were covered black from head to toe suit. They were doing heavy, dirty work. They came in. I went in to buy a drink. They came and they sat down as they were with the dirty hands with all and ate a sandwich. I said, only a guy could do that because a yid would wash his hands. doesn't say that you're not allowed to do that, but sapasnish, there are things that, and it doesn't, it's not written anywhere, but we do emuna pshuta. And if you'll do that, not to ask, where is it? I'm not going to do it. Where does it say? Where does it say that I'm allowed to do this and this? It's the finest that a Bas Yisrael doesn't do. Rashi says, Hisalechem Hashem b'tmimos. I want to be a plain, pashut the yid. Plain person, but what? With tmimos. The second thing, the shin, is Shivisi Hashem lenegdi sambit. Always picture Hashem in front of you. Could you imagine if today by, well, not let, let's say tomorrow by breakfast, the Chafetz Chaim was eating, came to eat breakfast in your home. Could you imagine what your breakfast would look like? How would you dress? How would you make that bracha? How would you eat? How would you bench? Kal v'chomer v'kal v'chomer, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samer. If we have that shivisi Hashem l'negdi samer, it's a step in tshuva. Because if I'm thinking if the Chafetz Chaim would be sitting in my breakfast table, how would I look? Kal v'chomer, what do I look like when Hashem is sitting there? And Hashem is all over. Hashem is all over and He sees us every minute of the day. What do I look like when no one's in the house? What am I reading? What am I eating? How am I acting? And everybody according to their level. The third thing is Vav. Ve'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha. Ani Hashem. What's the connection of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? Love your friend, I'm Hashem. So the story brought down that there was a father, he lived across the ocean, and he was marrying off his youngest child. He had two children living across the ocean. One was very wealthy. And for his youngest brother's wedding, he went out and told his wife, for this party, wedding party, go to the best seamstress, and he gave her money, get the nicest material, and the seamstress was sewing and unsewing and doing, and they were busy with their clothing for 2 months. And the latest styles, the latest fashion, the best, his wife and daughters were well-dressed. He made sure that they're going to come, and they will be the belle of the ball. His brother Moshe was a poor, poor person. And he knocks on his brother's door, Chaim, and says, Chaim, we're going to the wedding, but I'm very poor. I don't have money. Could you maybe give me some money? I should be able to get my wife and daughter some dresses. He says, no, manage with what you have. So he managed what he had. The day of the wedding was approaching, and they both go fly across the ocean. The first son comes. Moshe arrived first, and he comes in. And his father takes him up. Oh, Moshe, it's so great to see you. What? He says, and his wife says, these are the dresses? He says, Mommy, Tati, I had no money. It was very nice you paid for our tickets, but I had no money. Why didn't you ask Chaim? He said, I asked him, but he said, no, I should manage with what I have. This is what I have. A few days later, entourage, Chaim and his wife and daughters arrive, bulging suitcases, the wardrobe, and he knocks on the door. No answer. And he's knocking and knocking, and he says, Tati, open, Tati, open. No answer. And finally, he's knocking. He says, Tati, it's Chaim, I arrived. The father opens the door, and he says, Chaim, your son. He says, if Moshe is not your brother, then I'm not your father. Hashem says you should love your friend as yourself, Ani Hashem. When can I be your father, Hashem? If you're going to love your brother. If you're going to love your friend, then I'll be Hashem. I'll be your father. And that's going to bring us to do tshuva. Because we have so many instances where neighbors, I don't know about here, but I'm talking about myself. I have no family here. My neighbors and my friends are like my family. And many times you have to resort to neighbors and friends because your family's across the ocean. But v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, love your friend, love your neighbor as if it was your sister. If you're knocking your neighbor's door and you need something, and she says, no, I can't give it to you, you'll be angry. But if it was your sister saying no, wouldn't you act differently? Love your neighbor, love the way you love yourself. The beis, the vase of tshuva, is bechol drachei te'eho. That means, batel ritzoncha b'shvil ritzono. Be mevatel, do away with your ritzon for the ritzon of Hashem. What does that mean? I go shopping. Who do you love better, yourself or Hashem? I'm going shopping, and I see that skirt that I really, really love, and I want that skirt. It's 2 inches too short. Do I give up on that skirt? It says, Batel Ritzoncha, do away with your Ratzon for the Ratzon of Hashem. Who do you love more, yourself or Hashem? And it's in every aspect of life. And this is going to bring us to do tshuva. Because there's so many small things, and again, women, a small thing. It could be I'm running somewhere and I'm stranded somewhere and I'm so hungry. I'm at the airport and I got vouchers. There's a 12-hour delay and I got vouchers, but there's no restaurant that's open. There's one restaurant that's open. There isn't anything even with an OU. There's nothing. Do you know how great you're being mevatel your ratzon and you don't go in and buy something because it doesn't have a hechsher at all? If I stood here 3 hours and I explained to you the greatness of your deed that you did then by keeping yourself back and not eating, Oros Kedoshim are created from this one thing of being miskaber. Every time I miskaber and I rise above myself and my ratzon, I do it for Hashem, Svarim HaKadoshim are full. There are Svarim Shank full of Svarim that describe how great is the light that's created from the mitzvah that you did then. You are mevatel your ratzon for the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm telling you, I don't have enough time to stand and tell you how great the thing you did. And the last one is the hey, is Hatznei Leleches Em Hashem Elokecha. What does this mean? Tznius in doing mitzvahs. Do the mitzvah. Don't go out on a loudspeaker doing your mitzvah. It means do it with tznius for Hashem. I'm doing the mitzvah. Build the Hashem levado. I'm at a wedding, and I hear women talking, and they're saying, oh, you know, yeah, they're so poor. This family is so, so poor. How are they going to make the wedding? Oh, what are you talking about? My husband paid for the meal. Do it b'tznius. No one has to know the good things that you did. No one has to know the mitzvahs you do. Do it just for Hashem. Don't advertise. Don't advertise what you do. Even if no one will find out, no one's going to know that you paid for that wedding. Or somebody is sick and you advertise, oh, I'm taking care of the children. This is part of tshuvah. How do I do the mitzvos? Not how do I do my averos. How do I do my mitzvos? Did I advertise the mitzvah? Everybody knows that I paid for the wedding. Nach besadrachenu. Let's introspect how my mitzvos are done. And this is the gift of tshuvah that we have. To Hashem gives us another 10 days. I say we can always do tshuva. But now at times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is between us and we can't see him. But he's there waiting and waiting. And it says, just pisruli pesach, open a small thing, the eye of a needle, and I'll open the great vast doors to get you back and we should have a get benched yor. I just want to end with, because it's late, this is tshuva. We know this tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. I'm not going to go into all three because it's very long, but there's just one thing with tefillah. Women, those who still have small children, we still want to go to shul, but they are the little children that we can't go. We send our husbands, we try to hop in the tefillah, but you should know, wherever you're going to daven, if it's going to be in shul, if it's going to be at home, women, I was once in Hadassah Ein Kerem on Rosh Hashanah with my son David, Alav HaShalom. They send home whoever can to go home for Rosh Hashanah. And those who couldn't go had to be there. I'll never, never, ever, ever forget my life how we went into the shul for Musaf. I don't think in my life I'll forget, but why does it have to be in a hospital that we should daven with kavana? We should daven with kavana when we're in our homes, because it says, Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Hashem answers, but what? L'chol ha'sheikru b'emes. If it's a tefillah coming from the heart, Hashem answers. And it could be in your home if you're sitting with the baby. It could be wherever you are, but it has to be a heartfelt tefillah. Because it says, Yikra'eni. Hashem is waiting v'enehu. Hashem answers us, but Hashem is waiting for us to call. We just have to do that first step. Just as I have to do the first step of tshuva, I have to do the first step of tefillah. True, Hashem knows what we want. But Hashmi eini es kolech. Sefer Aleishor says, we know that whoever says Perek Shira, the entire world davens. Every blade of grass davens. There are malach, and we know the malach Hashem, we see that Yaakov was fighting with the malach. And what did the malach say? Dawn broke, the malach said, stop Yaakov, I have to go back and say my Shira. Now at dawn is my minute. If I don't say Shira now, I lost it. And there's some malachim that in their entire existence, they're allowed to say 9 words, and that's it. But we can come to Hashem whenever we want, however we want, whatever language we want. And Hashem is going to answer. But what? It has to be with kavana. Karov Hashem l'chol karov, l'chol asher yikru v'emes. So we have now the gates of Shemayim open. Hashem opens up the gates, Shari Rachamim, and He's waiting for us to turn to Him with tefillah. Doesn't matter where. It just has to be done with a sincere heart. Hashem answers us. And in Yetz Hashem, what do we say? V'yehi ratzon, shiskablu hatfilos, v'rachamim uv'ratzon. And everybody should have a git gebenched, your shana tova umitzuka, k'tiva v'chatima tova. And as I say, v'yehi ratzon, shiskablu hatfilos, v'rachamim uv'ratzon. And just as we say Hashem, mi amai, I'm taking a small thing. It'll be through and through. Hashem, please give me a good year that should be through and through. And the main thing, we should be zoche, that Tafshin Ayin Gimel Tihei Shnas HaGeula Im Yetz Hashem B'Yaskol Tzedek B'mheira B'yameinu Amen.